Yeah. You love the power. Thank you.
You're
the
rich.
This is called Fire Song. If you can't take a little part of me, then you can't have the whole of me. And if you can't take the whole of me, then you can't have a little part of me. Fresh, like the sun rising over an ocean view of seagulls. Your soul is more vast than the ocean. Your kindness all deposited throughout the earth. Strong as the waves that break upon the shore, returning home after feeling a light year of tears. Free as a dove that flies on fields of patchwork quilt fears and sees only an open terrain of love. White wings beat endlessness, swifter than the silence of 100,000 years in less than one breath. Shining, laying in multiple channels that rivers have made, all throughout the salt encased land. A silent and ancient true beauty parade. How can we be expected to justify our destiny when stars and dreams are higher than the highest mountaintop and the earth and sky are as far as we can see? As herring gulls sing of desire, from ledge to fiery ledge they hop. Can you hear the sound of the deep ocean drop, the canvas in the mire? If you don't stop here, your lungs may change into flame and your heart may turn to fire. Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. And also, now next on the mic for the first time, Alexis Campbell.
Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. The poem I'm going to read is part of four small poems that I've written. They're called The Epistles to the Sea. So I'm just going to read one by one. That I am so far from the sea. Long doth this subject dwell on me. Linger I in the smell of rotten weed. It brings me closer in my heart's own deed. To be nearer the rocks that spring with succulent warts and barnacle fang. Oh, throw me in it all. Let me see not man's but nature's score. Lock me in that lighthouse tower to watch an ocean's tempest hour by hour. Like the sea. Okay. The only thing I tolerate is sea, and that is something which tolerates me. So I seek secret pits and lagoons, spaces deep and high, where the only things that enjoy them are wild creatures and I.
Next, we have our shared winner of the 5 More Challenge, Richard Aldrin.
Standing Stone, County Cork. About you, nothing numinous intrudes. An old tire and paint tins, fertilizer bags, tarpaulin, tools with Sherard written on them. You rest between the silage pit and the dwelling house with a view of Cork mountains behind. A standing stone, a useful salve, like the blue ointment for cow's joints. A taciturn shaman, you cured Sitka and blessed one young boy struck dead by the shaft of a cart. This farmyard clutter keeps you young, though you were old when the Mergin swung his foot from boat to shoreline, chanting his first measures.
the festival this coming Wednesday. So please welcome.
Thanks very much. The poetry in motion there, and this will be one of them. It'll be the second set, so you have to stay for it. And it's a naughty one. I've been really courageous here, so I have to cling on. The pleasures of writing. Writing is like a good orgasm. And the more often you have that flash of lightning, the happier you become. Rejoice and follow the inspiration. And when in a night you have one writing flash, or multiple more, the merrier. Some can even go on into a prolonged, euphoric poetry flare, lifting you up into that tantric flow of the sacred poetic mode that just keeps on going and coming. Writing is like a good sex life.
Thank you for that advertisement for writing. I'm not sure it's true. I think it's more like delayed orgasm. It's never quite. Anyway, next to bring us down to earth, maybe Conor McFadden.
I'm not sure about that. Thanks. Today, I cut my thumb to the bone, cutting a hard heel of rye bread that you brought all the way from Dublin on the bus. You had called to say that you were coming, and dropped in that you had changed your mind about men you were open. And I thought about that, and chanced to kiss, and kissed you, and kissed you, and kissed you. Your toes, your fingers, your eyelids, your elbows, your heels, your breasts, your nipples. And consequently today, I cut my thumb to the bone thinking about you.
Long time not being seen here in this venue, Christy Parker.
Right. Yeah, it's been about 2 years, I suppose. Speaking of which, one of the this is just a book I've written this week. It's called The Pedestrian Crossing, and I'm in a car. Okay. By my estimation, it took about 0.38 of a second between the woman pressing the button at the pedestrian crossing and my having to stop my car as a consequence. I had been about to stop to let her cross anyway, but now I would have to sit in my fucking car for 20 seconds at a deserted crossing while she went on her vacuous way. As I waited tensely, the middle finger, appropriately, of my right hand dancing impatiently on the steering wheel, one by one, many other injustices, like wasps drawn to spit beer, appeared from my past. From some deep strata of my subconscious, we emerged a traumatic afternoon when a store Santa threatened to kick my arse because I threw up on his sack. I re-engaged with the long-lost day that a schoolmate stuck me down the innards of a chimney because he wanted to see if I'd come back. My suppressed anxiety recalled the saber-toothed mongrel whose owner had accused me of trying to poison his dog with my leg. And somewhere in my psyche, I retouched base with every Ryanair desk clerk who had tried to make me cry and beg. I railed against the slap, happy young Christian brother seemingly intent on dissecting my body for parts. Or I revisited the horror of being callously ejected from the cinema age 10 for trying to ignite another by his farts. In that split second, I was reintroduced to every girl who had held the promise of a good time but failed to show up for our date. And I remember trusted jockeys rising their mounts to time their flying finish about 5 seconds and 10 quid too late. I seethed against decades of an inattentive bar staff who had failed to respond promptly to the crisis of my thirst. And now, having gnawed my temper, came the legacy of 77 ticket-posting traffic wardens who didn't try to locate me first. And it was more, much, much more, as every millisecond brought a fresh montage of memory surging up to the beat of the ticking timer at that crossing. I fumed against queues, potholes, tweezers, dentists, smoke hatter, bus drivers, bouncers, the Vatican, punchers, people who do shopping in petrol stations, Berkeley, Ireland, CIE, the NCT, the HSE, the Troika, teachers, Marion Finucane, cholesterol, bills unpaid, phones mislaid, the GAA, about half a dozen priests, racists, more potholes, a few farmers, two legs, various nuns, Tesco's, dark bow on my shoe, Nettlestings, lost jobs, flat pines, Roland Keating. T-shirts, American football, two-league, Bono, crossed wires, closing time, boilers are spilling pockets, burnt garlic, Lyle's changing your wheel, cruelty, North Korean rockets, trapatoni, phonies, hiccups, and every fucking driver ever passed me when I was hitchhiking. Then, orange blinks and beckons, handbrake disengaged, put to the, wait, who's this now on the street, propelled by arms that turn his wheels because he has no feet. I wait and watch the wheelchair cross in defiance of the green, and as I progress, I reassess how very blessed my life has been.
Welcome back, Christy. And now next we have Kieran McCartan.
FHM is a popular magazine. FHM, fantasy harms men. And now I can't win because my pleasure was a sin. But isn't that how this all began when you first called me a man? Give me what I want and I'll be content. Or is that not what you meant when you put pleasure on our page and sexualized our age? Put lust in lieu of love, and spat down from above to the women you degraded. Hey baby, how are you? From here on out, all I do for you. Because I did not mean to offend when I said that I'd go fend for the family. And when I said I love you forever, I said it calmly. And now most natural instinct has been depicted so small and of such little worth. And yes, since birth, of this I confess, since this creation's been created, it's been drifting under duress. And if you only learn what's in front of you, then man gets left behind, for where he has no place, all that he creates is born in conflict and drenched in hate. And the disrespect he has shown looks him in the face. Honey, can sweetness start with a bitter taste? Can all the good I try to do simply go to waste? All the love I had to show simply be replaced by a shining magazine page and bleached teeth, by a dimple in the cheek of an airbrushed face. A heart beats beneath a chest sexually enslaved, a breast sculpted and craved. Look at what we've made. Look at how our views have changed. When did love become so strange? Was it when we began to think less of a man that does his best, or when we valued women weaker, when we forgot why we seek her? Asking men to be women and women to be men is like asking nature to begin again. Why ask impulse to think? Why stem the flow of instinct? Why ask black to be white or dark to be light when we need the glowing day and we need the shadow of night?
Getting better. Thank you. Next we have Gal Holden. Sorry about this, I'm just late, but I'll cut a long one. This is, we'll call it a piece of fiction. It's very, it's time to spend living in Waterford. With some more desirables. So last weekend I was in a mansion in the English countryside, drinking cocktails with some of the best friends I'll ever have, a less stranger to have met. Last night, I was back in Waterford. We had two fantastic conversations. The lads I was talking to had no idea what they were about. They kept telling stories about drug deals and beatings, fragments slipping in and out. And then we all did lungs and links. A lung, he says, is when you put a black plastic bag between your knees, spray till it's full, and then squeeze. Wreck for days. Eyes rolling around the back of my head. Crutches for a month. Mickey Brick, he says. Do you not know Mickey Brick? The fellow that killed the fellow with a brick. Poetry, I think. A ridiculous story about tour riding that finishes with, the next thing I know, I'm skidding along the side of the road, broken glass everywhere. That was the night before we set fire to the dump, remember? The height of the flames. He did 29 yokes that weekend. We thought he was going to die, the mad bastard. Blood roaring out of his nose, saying he's having a great time. Cans of druids and mugshots of vodka, so bad is criminal. We keep spilling the ashtray. It's better stuffed in my fridge. My guitar comes out. One of the lads can sing. He's got a great voice, actually. Damien Rice for him to be working. I nearly forgot I'd seen him threatening a 16-year-old over 50 quid on the walk up. Have it by Sunday at 3 or you're dead. Golf clubs. What do you think, Mr. Smith? 5 iron, then. I step in. Bravado. I don't like this, lads. We're going to my house now. We will actually do it, go. Not over 50 euros, anyway. My dad. They snigger. Can't like these guys. They get along, you know. Might buy tabs of acid on one of those weekend. I step outside for a cigarette. I can hear noises on the stairs. It's the landlord. I have to complain to him about something, but I'm stoned and I forget what it is. He looks at me like I'm from Mars and says, good evening. Gives a little recurrence. They fell down on Tuesday. Some of my other friends come up. They don't like to buy, but I'm too drunk to play host. My head is up its face. My face is up its head. They all leave by 1:30 after 9 hours of drinking. I inherit half a bottle of vodka, a cigarette, Pepsi Max, and a can of Dutch. Pass go and collect £200. All one is a Pepsi. 1 till 5, riding and riding. This morning, I stumble drunk. I kick a can on the floor, spill the ashtray again. I have to get out. I look at my options. I don't have any. Pour out the wine, was too shit to drink. I've got to have standards. It's like Scrooge said, certain food for all my fucking brain feels anorexic. I haven't seen Jasmine for 2 months. She stopped coming to school. Fucking busking for 20 quid. 2 boxes of bags or whatever's on special offer. Car alarms and sirens. Let him hear it in the night.
Thank you, Carl. And next we have Joe Murphy.
Based on an essay by Harold Bloom. It's called The Anxiety of Influence. It's a cunt.
It could just shorten it slightly more, you know? You can try next time. To the point. Billy Russell.
You were my one-hit wonder of summertime. I was your throwaway B-side. I was the dreaded first week of September. You were the seaside. You danced in adagio to the apple trees' confetti. I watched from the terrace. I filled and filed each application in triplicate. You couldn't care less. For transport, you bridled a shaft of runaway sunlight. I was a slow bus to Carlo. You wore the faces of Cleopatra and Marilyn. I was K Ken Barlow. I filled and I stacked every shelf in the pea and bean section, made it a 7-inch banner of tins. You spent 17 winters on the teal coast of Baltimore, watching the teal waves come in. For 17 summers you rode on their surfaces, from isle to invisible isle. I directed the trannies, grannies, the fat mothers, the prams, to the bread and the cereal aisle. From Spindrift you wove a mandolin of such choruses. I twanged on a Jew's harp. They built stained glass walls for the cottage you wintered in. I was the dark. You were meadow, I was bitumen, your glowing panes litanian. I blackened the least of your paths. You adventured, I hid, I endeavored, you did, I remembered. Your saddle had no room for the past. You were like feet, stepping free of the jaw trap. I was the vice. I know that's you knocking at my 4 a.m. window. You know I'll try anything twice.
Thank you for being so. And next we have Stephanie Dickel.
I watch my wristwatch, convinced that staring at the time will keep it still. Making myself ubiquitous, I am getting nowhere, yet this way I'm so close. Like a sun, I cast my life away, irradiating the cold void ablaze. The waitress catches the stardust, she won't warm up. I'm not shining anymore. As my mind slowly implodes, I remain stuck on the spot. Everything spins, follows me in. It's time to live, she timely utters the end of time. Indeed, mine has run out. I'm now dense, invisible, infinitesimal, and significant.
Thank you very much, Cedric. And last but not least, we have Stu Kent.
Alright, this is about that kind of slow burn and contempt you develop for the human race when you're sober and everybody else is pissed. Which happens to me quite a lot because I live above an off license with alcoholics in poverty. So, yeah, I can pull that out.
Get up, man.
It's called Trog Delight. The lads are out tonight. The lads are out all right. Swinging their arms, legs wide for sexual shite. See them bound down the street, then catch the glint off their cans. The lads are out all right. Listen to the names of the football teams they follow as they shout fucking endlessly. Dogs of night finding fights under the moonlight. Glass jaw frowns, back in sight, tight, check out that awful sight. Dogs of night stagger and spit under the streetlight. Simmer down, you blackout clown. Yeah, you've got a cock, all right. Dogs of night, striped shirts and snarls. Here, would you give us a light? Charmous girls under working class crowns. Drowning in their urine tonight. I think to myself somewhat pretentiously as I look out the window.
And thank you to everyone who was reading here tonight. Thank you especially to Moya Kelly for moving the poetry. And thank you to the Long Valley and to the lads behind us. the bar who for staying and allowing us to stay there for the time. Right, and hope to see you next week for Cape O'Shea. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, then. Okay. This one is, this epistle to the sea is called Navigation for the Soul. Okay. There's nothing so precious to the soul as its own free will. Your life is measured to the extent that your own mind was at the till. When the waves and deep troughs of life's events did throw your life about, and lead that ship into a mess or into a rare sweet swell.
Woo! Thank you.